Gray Drake has licked Paul Rudd's face and had a burp-a-thon with John Goodman. It's Gray Drake's Movie Reviews, presented by the Diva Alchemist on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, so Tawny used to cut hair, and so she gets hit up a lot by family and friends for, hey, mind cutting my hair for me and, you know, not charging me? So we got to talking about things, skills you have that people in your life want, and just curious, but when you go to interview a celeb and do your friends and family know about it? Do they ask for you to get autographs, that kind of stuff?
Oh, no.
I am so grateful that people have generally never asked me to, like, give something to someone or to say anything because that would be completely pointless.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that the classic need that everyone in my life has is, like, so tell me what's good. What should I do this weekend? What movie should I go to? which I don't mind doing at all. The only problem is that what they don't understand is that I have a series of questions I have to ask them in order to recommend something properly.
Oh,
sure.
What kind of movies do you like? What have you seen lately that was interesting? That, you know, like, because I could spend all my time and energy and love recommending a Western, and then they'll be like, I hate Dust.
I feel a little bad because Gray was saying that no one's ever hit her up for autographs or anything like that. When we visited her, within a half hour, I asked, could I have Jennifer Lawrence's number? She says no. And then I later on, like 15 minutes later, we're talking about Samuel Jackson, and Gray texts him. And I go, oh, can I have his number? And like a disgusted parent, she's like, no, Kurt, you may not.
Gray doesn't like that you have her phone number.
I know.
All right, here's a clip now from the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
When do we go?
Now 200. Take the towers first, then move on to the radio room, barracks, and end up in the control room. What do we have here? Gestapo.
How'd you know?
The better they are, the better they're dressed.
And then arrows.
Yeah, that's. I was like, wow, you managed to find like the only kind of 10-second stretch of talking. Yeah. I feel like this latest Guy Ritchie movie, so all of my, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch fans, alert, this is your, we're calling to you. Instead of calling it the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, I think that we need to just call it what it is, which is, hey, this is a whole bunch of hot people on a boat, y'all. It's good. This movie's good. No matter what you are into, you will find it in this movie. And I think that is a very special event in my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at the center of this group, now, by the way, it starts out based on a true story. I have never laughed so hard in my life and then been more embarrassed when I realized this is something that happened during World War II, where Winston Churchill had to figure out how to really turn the tide of the war so that America would get involved. We were trying to be hands-off. They were in big trouble. And apparently they all hated sausage and, bratwurst and, the cabbage. So they were like, you guys, we can't lose. So he recruited a whole bunch of people for a mission that was unofficial, disavowed, very kind of Mission Impossible-esque in real life. And on this team of miscreants is none other than Superman himself, Mr. Henry Cavill. We've also got Alan Richson, that a lot of people like as Reacher on Prime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got Isa Gonzalez from Baby Driver. And, like, the list just keeps getting hotter and hotter. Like, it's wild. So what you can expect in this movie is, like, it's very funny. There is a ton of action. It is a riveting mission and shockingly true. This is the best movie that Guy Ritchie has made in ages.
Well, it sounds good. I'm surprised it's funny, though. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that.
No, and that's what really makes it work, because it's such a, like, it is fantastic to learn something about a real-life historical event with sexy people, but also you're like, oh, wow. Like, I'm laughing at the same time. It's like we're all in on the joke.
Now you know what to see and what to avoid. Gray Drake's Movie Reviews, presented by The Diva Alchemist, home of the needleless lip filler, on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5. Hear all her reviews on demand at star1025.com.